Ladies and gentlemen, once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Stadium sound. Make the stadium sound. We need another scientist. Stadium sound. Okay, well, you had to be here, and even that didn't help. Okay, now here we have Jerry Maine is here from Lancaster, Wisconsin, farmer and pro disc golfer. So here we go. Here's one of those sports. That's going to be an Olympic sport at some point. Where is Jerry? Oh, right there. Hey, Jerry. I guess you stand up, Jerry, because I can get close to you that way. Pardon me, gentlemen. All right.
Good.
Pro disc golfer.
Semi, yeah, I guess.
Semi-pro? Come on, let's get this straight now.
Okay, pro. Okay.
Pro? Okay. Is there professional disc golf?
Yeah, PDGA, Pro Disc Golf Association.
That would be the letters, I guess, I would use. And where is this centered and so forth?
I'm just all over. They play the Mad City Open. It's just like a regular PGA tournament. It's all over.
Yeah. Is there a national championship and all that?
Yeah, they have the world championships, yep.
Is it a possible Olympic contender?
Could be, I guess, yeah.
A lot of doping going on?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I know for a fact they don't check for doping in pro disc golf, for sure. Yeah.
Should they, is what I'm saying.
No, probably not.
No, of course not. Would there be any advantage to being on bovine growth hormone if you were a pro disc golfer?
Yeah, true, yeah, I would say.
What would that be?
You probably just throw the disc a little farther and concentrate a little better on putting and stuff. So
you're cut a lot better while you're waiting for your...
Yep, so... I don't know.
Now, I'm not asking you to reveal anything here. If I ask you, do you think any of that goes on?
Not like performance enhancing drugs, no.
No.
Just maybe other drugs. Maybe I, no, nothing.
What?
What? Nothing.
What?
No, like,
what?
No.
Now, you're a farmer as well, right?
Yeah, that's my side project, but.
So you would have access to something such as a bovine growth hormone, probably.
I would. It's true, yeah.
The co-op, at your local co-op.
Yep.
So it would make sense that you would have some available to you in the shed, perhaps.
Indeed, yes, yep.
But you would never consider it to enhance your skills because you're a pro without that.
It's true.
Excellent. Thank you. There you have it. Professional. Professional. Disc golf. And are you on a team?
Team Iron Lion.
Team Iron Lion, and they're headquartered out of where?
Illinois, Peoria.
Peoria, okay, cool. Very cool. First professional pro disc golfer we've had. Why have I heard you on the radio for 20 years but never listened? That's not uncommon from what I... Where is that? Karen from Fort Atkinson. I'm sure there's a meaning to that, right? Okay, wait. All right, wait a second. I have to get to the meaning to that, and she's weighing back there, so it'll take me a little time. But I have heard similar things, or that they've listened and never heard me. I've heard that, too. It actually works either way. But so what you're saying is that it's on in the background, but and you have to work around it. Can I get you to stand up, please? Hi, Karen.
How are you?
Yes.
Good. How are you?
Good.
Yes. So to explain that, you...
My husband has watched or listened to this forever,
yeah.
And I've just happened to always hear it and never listen until last weekend.
Yeah. And I what happened last weekend, were you?
Or was it a couple weekends? Anyway, it was really interesting. I'm like, we should go to this guy. What's his name again? And he actually invited me to the show 20 years ago.
Yeah.
He goes, hey, let's go see Michael or listen to Michael Feldman. And I'm like, eh, no.
That Feldman, Feldman is good, yeah.
I said it wouldn't sound fun.
No.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. So you've actually hated it all. Or you didn't. It was just an annoyance.
I wasn't listening.
You're like...
that's funny. Okay, got to go bake cookies or something, you know.
Yeah.
So,
okay,
but now
okay.
I'm listening and I'm actually hearing what you're saying. And I'm like, oh, clever.
Really?
You're very clever.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I feel vindicated and validated. Very sweet of you.
Very clever. Thank you.
Very nice. It took a while.
It did, but it well worth it.
All right. Thank you very much. And your name is?
Roland.
Roland and Karen. Thank you for Fort Atkinson. Isn't that sweet? Listen, for the first time after 20 years. My wife is like that, too, actually. She's heard me all these years, but actually she's never listened. Sharon is an interior designer in Madison. What's your favorite thing to do during the winter? Well, I can... it's not going to happen anyway. What's the point in talking about it? Is that you? Okay. Okay, all right. Let's talk about yours because mine's going nowhere. All right, we'll find out what your favorite thing to do during... I don't have any winter sports, if that's what you mean. Do you have winter, like a winter sport or anything like that?
I just work out of the gym. You what? I just work out in the gym in the winter, but...
But you don't have any outdoor, nothing outdoor?
Not ice fishing.
Ice fishing?
I have ice fish, though.
Really?
Yeah, on Lake Monona.
Yeah, and do you like that sort of thing? Is it?
No. It's cold. It's very cold. I don't like the... I like to fish, but not in the winter. All
right. So really, there's nothing that you do during the winter?
Oh, no, I plan for my garden.
So in your garden now, it takes all winter to do that, I suppose.
It takes all winter.
Petunias here, peas there.
Yep, vegetables, flowers, the whole deal.
What is this year looking like for you?
Better than last year.
Well, what are you going to have, though?
Oh, I'm going to have tomatoes, beets, kale, chard, leeks, onions. Yeah.
You got a healthy, you can eat your garden. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Not like those flower gardens that serve no purpose.
Flowers, too. Yeah.
Oh, and flowers? What are we looking at in flowers?
Hydrangeas, begonias, some grasses, okay. Some bamboo.
What grasses are you growing?
blue fescue.
Oh, blue fescue.
Yeah. And,
love the fescues.
Yes, me too. And, yeah, so.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Sorry, I can't tell you mine, but it doesn't really matter at this point. All right, sit down. Joette Bump from Appleton. Students are learning to say, what do you know in Japan? They are not.
Well, I try to get them because when I'm with the Japanese exchange and teaching program, okay. And I do the orientation for the Jets from Wisconsin to go over to Japan.
Oh.
So in orientation, I tell all the Wisconsin Jets, while you're there, make sure you tell the kids, what do you know? Not much, you. So you can help us learn. So the way we do it in the classroom in Japan is we say, repeat after me, please.
What?
Say repeat after
repeat
me.
Repeat after me.
And I'll say, what do you know?
How do you say it in Japanese? Oh, you say it in English, right?
Yeah, because we're teaching them English.
Oh, okay. So you don't know how to say it in Japanese?
No, I don't. There isn't a phrase for that other than just normal greetings.
Well, are you telling people that this is what we talk like in America? Because aren't you conveying a false impression? Not everyone says, what do you know, and not much you. And
right, exactly. But in Wisconsin, it's kind of colloquialism. Yeah, see, I can't speak English either. But yeah, so it's sort of a thing, although with the Alumni Association is here, and we were talking about that, yeah. And it's like, well, it's an older phrase, not a current, hip, trendy American phrase.
So. It never was cutting edge. I mean, what do you know? I mean, I can't remember if it was a part of the language or not, but it's something that in Milwaukee, we would, Milwaukee greeting would tend to be, what do you know? Not our what's happening. What's happening is not a good title for a quiz show. So what do you know? And not much is usually, would be the answer.
Right. And in Japan, in the books, they teach them for the English phrase, it's, help me. It's usually, how are you? And it's, I'm fine. Thank you. You? So.
Yeah, no, we don't do that. No, not in Milwaukee. Doesn't play in Milwaukee. So I don't know if they will actually be coming to Milwaukee. It might affect their. You say not much. The you is more of a Yiddish thing. People say, new? Or you? Not much. You? I don't know. What is it? I got your neck like this, and you got to off mic. Hey, you? You? So that it's.
Doing that so that they can get the hand gestures and the full communication.
Yes, I'm available for all that. So. Because I believe in international misunderstanding.
That's great. I think, we should get together and do a, exchange of cultures, what
Let's
we're all about.
So, call me.
Yeah. Okay.
My people, call me or I'll call you or, okay, or whatever. Did you ever swim in the Hilton's 3-foot, 6-inch pool? Is it possible? Are you staying at the Hilton? Is that the deep part, 3 foot, six? Yeah. Yeah. Well, just don't kick. Just float. And don't use your arms. Yeah. Well, And it should be reflected in the price, and it's not. That's what I'm saying. On the second floor, okay. Are there going to be flamenco dancers in the show today? No. Did we advertise flamenco dancers?
No.
Did someone say there were going to be flamenco dancers? We might have. No, okay. Why is the snow not evenly distributed in the Midwest? Get out of here. Do you want to buy a blacksmith shop in Door County? Is it yours? Yes. It's yours? Because I have actually, it seems to me I've seen that. You're in Jacksonport, right?
West Jacksonport.
West Jacksonport. Oh, there's an East Jacksonport and a West Jacksonport in Door County?
East Jacksonport is in the lake. But so West Jacksonport is west of Jacksonport.
Are you the blacksmith?
I am not. I'm a potter, actually. It's an old blacksmith shop, and that's my pottery studio. Which
have you given up blacksmithing or pottery or whatever it is that you do?
No, I'm just relocating.
To where? East Jacksonport?
Or Fish Creek.
You're going to Fish Creek?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's not that far from Jacksonport.
No, but it's a 15-minute commute, so.
Well, this would be a wonderful thing for someone here, especially if they want to go into smithing, you know, restore it as a smithery.
Totally, yeah. Yeah, so it's right. Look for the listing online.
Okay, we'll put that out there. Blacksmith shop, Door County, West Jacksonport. Okay.
Thanks, Michael. Yeah, I do.
Finder's fee. We have a correction officer from Waupun, David Schmaltz. Is this here? I'm sorry about the Waupaca thing. I just want to apologize for you. You probably get that all the time, right? Waupaca, oh, in the prison? No, that's Waupun. Okay. But you're actually from Waupun, so do you get a lot of Waupaca mistakes?
No. Anytime anything is said about Waupun, it's always about the prison. So, oh, they let you out for the weekend or anything like that. Okay. So,
well, I just want to apologize about Packer. Right?
That's okay. That's all right.
All right. Nice talking to you, though. All right. They let you out for the weekend, huh? Okay, cool. All right, we're going to play the What Do You Know quiz because someone who was sitting there the last time said, I could do that. We just got to find that person. Is that you? All right, that was her. She was sitting there the whole first quiz saying to herself, hey, I could do that. That is a no-brainer. That's a no-brainer, referring to me probably at Simon. Hi, how are you? You are?
Tatiana.
Tatiana. Don't you love that name? Well, it's yours, so you're probably used to it.
It's pretty good.
What do they call you for short?
Tatiana.
Good. When they lengthen it, what do they call you then?
T.
T, okay, that's cool. Tatiana, give me one good reason. Tatiana. Oh, amen. I'm going to call myself Tatiana. Gets applause every time. One good reason you should play this quiz.
The only reason I'm playing is because my son made me raise my hand.
So where's the son?
He thought that I would get on.
Yeah.
And I didn't. So. But it's okay. I'll do it.
No, I want to do it. You don't have to. It's a lot of.
I'll take my chance.
Tatiana, ladies and gentlemen, on our stage, gracing our stage. Tatiana. There, I said it again. Step up there if you would, please. Have a seat on the Naga Hyde. Okay, L and R. That's Tatiana. And where are you from?
I'm from Muscadet.
From Muscadet. Oh, how's your winter up there?
Same as here.
Same as here, yeah. But you're an outdoors woman, I bet.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. You have to go outdoors sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have like a snowshoer or a cross country?
I like to ski.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the cross country type?
Downhill. Downhill.
Downhill. How do you get back up then? Cross country, at least you're on level.
Yeah.
Where do you ski up?
Well, I haven't skied in a long time because I have kids and a 2-year-old. I have a 2-year-old.
That's not necessarily logical, you know.
It keeps me home. Yeah.
Oh, you have a 2-year-old? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. Cool. So what do you do the rest of the time when you're not skiing?
I'm an artist, and in the summer, I paint at music festivals.
What do you do?
I do live art painting, blacklight.
Oh, how interesting. Cool. And do you have a studio up there, too, in Muscadet?
Yes, I do.
You do? Yeah. That's cool. And what is the blacklight thing? What is that?
It's I paint at music festivals, so when the bands are playing, I paint large scale with blacklight paints and blacklights.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like it's glowing in the dark as I paint.
How cool.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, pretty cool.
And there is doping at those festivals.
That's why they'll never be in the Olympics, those festivals.
That's why my paintings look so cool.
Yeah, no, I mean, better and better. Then you get home and say, what did I buy here? This is what is this? Because you don't have black lights at home, probably. And you have to have black lights then if you're going to buy one, right?
It helps.
Yeah, because otherwise you would never...
Or doping.
Or doping helps. What is the trick to black light painting? There must be some kind of... You're using these fluorescent paints or something?
Yeah.
What's the trick to it there? What's the skill?
The trick is to paint quickly so that you have... So
that
you're entertaining.
They buy it. Yeah. Oh, so it's part of its performance as well.
Yeah,
as
it's part of the performance. While the bands play, I just paint all weekend.
Tatiana, out there. Do you wear any special outfits when you do this?
No, not really.
Okay, I just... Excuse me. What was I saying? That sounds really cool. Have you done this for a while?
I've been doing that for 10 years. Yeah. And then I also do workshops at various venues on rustic miniature things. If anybody ever saw the Olbrich Gardens fairy show, the train show, I did that one. Big installation there.
Yeah. What was that?
It was a couple years ago.
I didn't see that one.
I built hundreds of little scenes that went through the trains drove through it, and they're all made of miniature rustic materials.
Oh, cool.
Like little tiny villages and an amusement park. And
no kidding.
That kind of thing.
And they're all like fairies, did you say?
Not fairies, but fairy-like landscape.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Including fairy-like creatures?
No.
No creatures.
You have to bring your own.
Oh, cool. Very cool. Very cool. Do you have an installation going on now somewhere around?
No, I don't.
Yeah?
No. In my studio.
In your studio, okay. Yeah. Excellent. Well, that sounds really cool. Nice to meet you, Tatiana. I learned a lot here in a short time. and someone out there will play along with you. You're familiar with the quiz and how that works? Okay. All right. You have that look about you like you're familiar with it, but you're here anyway.
I'm nervous.
Are you? Here, have a glass. That's a.
Is that someone else's?
No, I think that's fresh. It was here from last week. I don't think I even drank it. Someone there calls in and gets to play along with you as a partner. And Sarah, can you explain the reasoning behind that?
Yes. If people want to play the quiz, they pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669, which is also 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WACK-NOW. And then you ask them a question.
I do?
You do.
Oh, I do. Yes, you're right. You're quite right. I have that right here. This is a qualifying question. We want to know the percentage of cow DNA that comes from snakes. And how close do they have to get percentage-wise on that?
Oh, my gosh.
Sure. What'd you say?
5?
Within 5% of this, and we'll take it. Okay, percentage of cow DNA. Now, I'll tell you that they found snake DNA in the cow genome. Sorry to break it to you, but it's true. And we want to know what percentage of the cow genome would actually be identical to that of a snake. Makes you wonder about nature and how wonderful it is. Let's go to the phones right now. What percentage of cow DNA that comes from snakes? If you know Deborah from Brown Deer, here's your chance.
You know, I knew, I saw the preempting of this on the news, but I didn't hear the story. So I'm going to have to take a guess.
Okay.
I think maybe 60%.
Well, that's a lot of snake DNA for a cow.
Yeah, it is, but there's a lot of snakes out there.
Good thinking. No, I'm afraid that's high, Deborah.
Okay, thank you.
No, thank you. Bye. Jason in Rochester, New York, how are you?
I am fine today. How are you?
I'm fine. Did you hear about this whole cow genome snake crossover thing?
I have not.
Okay, good.
I'm going to take a great guess.
Okay.
6%.
Well, that's low, actually.
Nah.
Hard to believe more than 6% snake, a cow is a snake.
That is surprising.
Yeah, surprising. Thank you. Bye.
Sure.
Okay, bye. You still there? Okay. This would be Brian then, in Salisbury, Maryland, right?
Right.
Hey, Brian.
Hi.
What's up?
Not much, you.
No. I can see you're from Japan.
Yeah.
What's going on in Salisbury? You got a big evening planned or anything, or weekend?
No. I'm an Episcopal priest, so I always have plans on the weekend.
Okay, excuse me. Excuse me for asking that.
How about 12%?
Well, Your Holiness, I'm sorry, but that's low.
It's low.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Yeah, it's surprising.
I don't know many snakes.
Okay.
I'm Irish. Bye.
I don't know what that means, but okay. Bye. Risha in Brooklyn.
Hi there.
How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Good. Have you heard about this thing with the cows and snakes? Because cows don't like snakes. And yet somehow there was some material transferred. I don't know how that could have happened. But
what is 20.
20
20? Yeah.
That's the closest yet, Risha. Congratulations.
Yay.
I'm Brooklyn, New York. Okay. Yes, 25% is what I have here, and that was University of Adelaide in, where would that be, Australia?
And that's what I was going to say, and I chickened out and just said 20.
It worked good enough. It was close enough, Risha. Did you see this article somewhere?
Nope.
No. Okay. All right. Risha, this is Tatiana.
Hi, Tatiana.
And hey, Risha.
Your partner?
Name.
Pardon me?
I like that name.
That's what I told her too, but she doesn't seem to like it as much as we do. So the two of you work together. You are a team right now. You cooperate in all things here, and we have various categories for your enjoyment, which are?
Current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Risha, what would you like?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends, and let's see if they are. Yes, they are. The thing that's shaped like a doghouse at the Regalware Museum in West Bend. No, that's...
Excuse me?
Never mind. Do doctors feel your pain? I mean, literally. You know, they say a doctor might say, I feel your pain. Or Bill Clinton used to say that all the time. But does Bill Clinton actually feel your pain? Or is someone to say that, doctors in particular, actually feel your pain when they say they feel your pain, if they do?
I doubt it.
I don't think so. But it might be a trick question.
They do.
Yeah.
Am I supposed to answer?
So they probably do.
Oh, you think they do now, Risha?
Well, a good doctor could be empathetic.
Empathetic, and actually, no, this was, you know, the brain centers, that the pain centers in the brain, and a doctor, would they light up when a patient is describing pain to them?
Well, then that would be yes, because of mirror neurons.
Of what neurons?
Mirror neurons.
Mirror neurons?
If you're just talking about the brain lighting up, then yes.
Oh, okay.
If they're actually feeling the pain, I don't know if they would feel it, but they would light up.
The neurons would light up. Yep. Okay, we can accept that, yes?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Mirror neurons is what I meant to say. Yeah, they feel your pain.
That's one right and zero wrong.
And they feel your pain, too. Yes.
The categories remaining are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school, or science.
Tatiana.
I was not paying attention in school, so...
Want to do it now?
Current events.
Current events, okay. Weren't you? Good
not
student?
Really.
Not
I was
involved?
Doping.
You were doping?
just
preparation for black light painting,
fun.
Right?
Yep. Yes,
got to do something. I guess that would make it pure water, but which beer... has been accused of being watered down.
Oh, no.
Pabst, wasn't it?
Pabst? No. Not Pabst.
This is open-ended. We don't get multiple choice.
This current events, you should, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
There was a beer recently, which is not far from water to begin with, that has been accused. Coors is a good guess,
okay.
But no.
All right, Budweiser.
Budweiser, yes. They say it's watered down. How could you tell? How could you tell? I can't believe it.
That's two right and zero wrong.
You guys are doing great. What's left?
People, places, things you should have learned in school or science.
Risha, what do you think?
Science.
Science, all right. Science, I got science right here. No, this is good. Here's good. This is easy. After meditation. Are you more likely to feel politically conservative or liberal?
Liberal.
Liberal.
Well, that was hard to figure. Okay, all right. Meditation makes you more liberal. That's why a lot of people don't do it, I guess.
That would be right. Three right, Michael.
Three right.
That means we go for the big kielbasa.
You got it, Risha. The big kielbasa you've dreamed about is finally here. And explain the polemics behind that, would you?
Well, if they want the big kielbasa, what they have to do is answer one more question right.
Yes.
And there are three categories left to choose from.
What if they want just a medium kielbasa? Is it?
I don't think we have medium on the menu.
Okay, all right. Just one more question.
Just one more.
We'll
That's
do
right.
it, okay?
Yeah, I'll do it.
You're doing it? She's doing it. Risha, are you in?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, this is
You know,
for
there is a risk, of course.
What?
There
is a risk. Kielbasa.
What's the risk?
The risk is that you could lose everything if you don't get this one question right.
Ah.
Okay.
It's worth going for.
Not that good anyway. What's the risk? All right, so
no
what's
guts,
left then?
No glory.
No guts, no glory. Thank you.
YOLO.
That's what I meant to say.
Categories are people, places, things you should have learned in school.
Okay. Is it your turn to choose, or is it Risha's?
She can
school.
Pick.
Okay. School? Okay. I guess that answers that question. Do moles smell in mono or stereo? Should have learned this in school.
I think stereo.
What makes you say that?
Because it just makes sense.
Risha, do you agree?
I don't know what mono smelling would be like.
Just one channel, I guess. Maybe one nostril.
Yeah.
Plug one side of your nose.
That's mono smelling?
Oh, that's a possibility.
Yeah, so you're saying they smell in stereo because they don't have the eyesight, so they must overly sensate through the nose.
That makes sense, yeah.
So okay.
Stereo.
Yes, yes, stereo. Moles smell in stereo. You learn it here. Holy cow, the giant kielbasa, what is it?
Tatiana, you'll rise and shine every day with our show's signature What Do You Novo roast, a coffee blend from Herb at Denver's famed Novo Coffee, sustainably sourced, family-owned, and served at both the Denver Art Museum and the museum residences. And then discover cute handicrafts to make with your cat in Kaori Tsutaya's book, Crafting with Cat Hair, originally published in Japan as Nikoke Furuto no Hon and translated by Amy Hirschman for Quirk Books.
What was it called?
Nikoke Furuto. No home.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Explore a unique collection of classic and modern philosophical problems in Jeremy Stangroom's Would You Eat Your Cat? From W.W. Norton, and rhapsodize on the theme of Paganini before essaying a prelude in C-sharp minor on the CD What Do You Know About Rachmaninoff? With Cyrillic Free liner notes by Michael Feldman from Nimbus Records. Risha, discover a gold mine from the obscure to the obvious, the peculiar to the ponderous, the wacky to the wondrous in What Do You Know? Test your knowledge with the ultimate collection of amazing trivia, quizzes, stories, fun facts, and everything else you never knew you wanted to know by Michael Feldman from Bristol Park Books. Then take a tour of the geological wonders of the underworld at Cave of the Mounds, a national natural landmark in southwestern Wisconsin, and possibly strike it rich with a complimentary bag of rough gemstones. Display witty and colorful Madison art on your walls with a snazzy print by Marcia Sparks from MarciaSparks.com, and relive the magic moments of winning the quiz in the comfort of your own home with What Do You Know? The Party Game, featuring two contestants, enthusiastic audience members, and the surprisingly lifelike Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com. That's the big kielbasa. Congratulations to you both.
You nailed it. You nailed it.